Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello and welcome in, listeners, out great radio stations like Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also, our friends at Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's rock station. Big show for you today. What didn't last very long? We go to the world of employment. Ted, you said you had a job for 3 months. It was hell on wheels. They asked on a Reddit discussion, what is the shortest amount of time that you've had a job before getting fired and or quitting?
How about you? Before you go through their examples.
I would say there's been a couple of instances where I have gotten involved in things where I've gotten out of them very quickly. Jobs being one. The most recent thing that I think that I've done where I bailed very, very quickly was CrossFit. Now, I know CrossFit is something that the people love.
People love it.
They hate it. They love it. Whatever it is, you know, once you get into it, you're good. So I want to say that I gave CrossFit maybe a week and a half.
How many times a week did you have to do CrossFit?
I think I signed up for a pay-as-you-go plan initially until, you know, like he basically said, like, until you figure out if this is something you want to do or not, right?
Yeah, which is fair.
It is fair. So I went, the first week I went three times, and I do recall that after doing legs one day that I wasn't able to walk for a couple days. And I'm thinking to myself, like, and it reminded me of, like, two-a-days. It reminded me of just the worst, you know, conditioning possible.
Yeah.
Where you just keep going and keep going. And I had this feeling a couple times where I felt like I was going to throw up. And I'm like, you know what? I don't mind going to the gym. I actually enjoy it when I do go. I know you got to bust your ass, but not like that. You know what I mean? Not like the crap that I was doing. I almost cussed there. Like, you know, like I was, it was just, it wasn't like, I'm going to kill myself here.
You don't like burpees? You don't like wall ball?
Yeah, right. All those things.
Yeah. They sound fun.
Do you like them?
I go to a gym.
Okay, so you don't go to CrossFit.
I mean, I did it when I was boxing, and I liked it, but that was specifically for something intense.
Yeah. But wasn't that the day you hated the most? I mean, wouldn't you even rather go spar into a ring and get hit in the head than do CrossFit?
Depends on who you're sparring.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Oh, that guy? Yeah, cool. We'll spar.
Right. No, I'll go to CrossFit.
But I think
CrossFit!
I will say, I think one thing that's awesome about CrossFit, I do like how they're all together and helping you. It's
a very, without question.
There's not, like, sometimes you go to a gym and people are kind of standoffish or whatever. That's much more of a community environment. Everybody's trying to get through that workout.
Are you?
That tells me that you need the help, which also tells me that's not something I want to do. Like, if they say, hey, you go to the emergency room, right? Hey, I got this little problem. And one doctor comes out and says, all right, man, just go to the room. I'll see you. I'm okay with that. You go to the doctor, same cut on your arm, and he says, okay, hang on. And 15 doctors walk in. Like, that tells me this is bad. So if everyone is helping you, it has to suck.
Yeah, there's certain things I'll do working out. There's other things I won't. Like, if I go and, like, oh, God, get a tour of a gym, you know what I'm saying, if I want to join a gym or whatever, they take me back by the exercise rooms. Well, we have this guy. Stop.
You're not a class guy.
I'm never walking into that hardwood floor room with the mirrors ever. You don't have to worry about it. This is a part of the gym that I do not see, much like this indoor pool you speak of. I know I should be in there, but this is not the world that I live in.
Now, look, so, I'm not a gym guy, but whatever you do at the gym.
You got a basketball court? Okay, cool.
Are there any windows that face the public? Because I always feel weird.
Yeah. There's a lot of gyms that have huge windows.
I know there's a ton of gyms. I'm saying when you work out, are you in front of the windows or are you self-conscious? Because I walk by, like, there's a bunch of different gyms
around
here.
The one I work out now is basically a dungeon.
All right. So you couldn't see me in there even if I was looking out the window?
I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, you see these yoga classes going on and stuff. And they're at street level. It's massive windows. And I say, like, 300 women in this room, and they're all in this weird pose, right? But they're all facing the window. So you realize as you're walking by, there's these 300 odd women staring at you. I don't know. It's a very strange thing. Or when I make eye contact with someone on a treadmill.
At a gym by our old work, that place is all windows around the corner. So, yeah, I mean, I used to do cardio in front of the windows.
Now, as far as a job
some people
goes,
don't need to be seen.
I will say my shortest tenure at a job was probably my experience with Burger King. But that was a real bummer for me, just based on the fact that...
Did you work shifts, though?
I mean,
you say you were learning for two weeks.
I was in training. I mean, but the place was open. Everybody was in training, technically, except for the managers who were in there who were training as you were working. So I'm not sure that, like, I didn't get my degree from BKU or anything like that. I mean, I was still on the chicken.
He's so stupid he couldn't get a degree from BKU.
But he still called it BKU.
And you got to remember, man, like, where I grew up in West Virginia, it was one of the bigger towns, but it's also, West Virginia is still West Virginia. So even with the fast food places, you got the bottom tier stuff.
Of course.
So we did, like, the closest Taco Bell was a 3-hour drive.
Damn.
Put that in perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we didn't have Wendy's right away. We didn't have any of these major chains. We just had, like, okay chains, like Burger Chef. Or, you know, we didn't have Arby's. We had Racks. So, whatever it was, you know, it was like Long John. So, it was just the crap of the fast food world. So, when Burger King announced that they were coming in, oh, man. This is a game changer.
So the Burger King was new at the time.
It was brand new.
You went to BKU.
They actually replaced the Racks location, which we were all pretty bummed out about because, you know, roast beef sandwich is pretty good. Fortunately for us, Hardee's or Roy, you know, they Roy Rogers, same thing. They would have roast beef sandwich, so we're saved there. But Burger King goes in. I'm like, I am in. So me and my buddy Brian, we're the first couple people who go down. We put our application in. We both get jobs. We get our brown polyester uniforms. We go and we watch videotapes, which is how they trained you back in the day. You sit in a closet with a mop broom, you know, in a corner and a small computer that the manager uses, and you watch videos. It's basically what you do on a stand. So I learned.
What did you learn?
I learned the world of, I believe it was the Whaler back then.
The BK Whaler.
Whaler, which was, in fact, the fish sandwich, little known fact, not whale meat.
Not whale meat. Very disappointing.
Yeah. And then they had the chicken sandwiches, which were really good, and they had chicken nuggets, okay?
All right.
So my job was chicken and fish.
Technically, they didn't have nuggets.
Whatever they had.
They had those crappy little weird tenders. Remember?
Yeah. They were weird tenders.
Now they have nuggets.
Sure. So, but you know, like all the action's going on around me. The grill, the fry, but I'm moving up. You know what I mean? Because.
Moving on up. Just like the Jeffersons.
I'm going to be in a different. No, like McDowell's. Like I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to move to fries and assistant manager. Like I got this whole plan. But then they changed the schedule. Now, when they changed the schedule for Monday, they changed it on a Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
No one informed me that they changed the schedule. It was your job to know what the schedule was. When I left,
I believe they're correct, yeah.
The schedule was the schedule. When I got back, they had changed the schedule. No one had informed me that a change had been made in the schedule. I missed a shift. So I get a phone call. Where are you? So I don't have a shift until, like, you know, 5 o'clock up until midnight. Like, oh, no, we moved you to middays today. Well, no one called and told me that. Well, you need to be the one to keep up with your schedule. You're fired. Well, when did they change the schedule?
They wanted to fire
it. It doesn't matter when they change the schedule.
That's a setup. No, it's a setup, dude.
I worked my ass off.
That is a setup.
But I'm still not sure you technically worked there. It sounds like you were almost to the point where did you ever serve food or get money?
Yeah, for a couple weeks.
All right.
I didn't get money. That was way down the line. Like, you want to stand up and talk to a customer.
Wait.
You have to know how to use all the other things.
I'm saying, did you get paid?
Yeah, I got paid for my time there.
All right.
Of course, yeah.
How long were you there before you got fired?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
My buddy Brian, he lasted 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's a setup.
3.5 weeks.
Change the schedule, call him, tell him he's not here and fire him. If that's the conversation, because we've done it before.
But here's the thing.
In restaurants, like, man, I hate this guy. Okay. Just reschedule him.
But why was I was excited about Burger King because it was finally coming into town, and I'm going to be a part of Burger King, right? So I'm going to be able
the legacy you could have had.
I'm going to be able to get burgers. You know what I mean? My life's going to be great. And I love Burger King. So then I get fired. And now what is the only place in town that I refuse to go to?
The Burger King.
Burger King. The place I want to go. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't want to go through the drive-thru. Like, I tell somebody else, like, are you going to, just give me a couple Whoppers.
But don't tell them it's for me.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah, I'm not going with you. You just go through the drive-thru because they don't want to be seen.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, that'd be embarrassing. That's a guy got fired 2 weeks here.
Oh, there's Dumb Miles.
Exactly. Now he's here getting food, huh? What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
You either work for us or you give us money.
I just remember turning in those brown polyester pants and thinking to myself, man, what could have been?
My dreams. They've been shattered.
Orange and brown. Who came up with this?
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, John. What didn't last very long for you?
Oh, I got hired on at McDonald's for the second time, and I made it halfway through my first 5-hour shift.
So you made it 2.5 hours?
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
I got tired of looking at the burgers and said, screw this, and walked off.
So you, how long did you work there the first time around?
About a year and a half. I left for about a month and came back and looked at it and said, nah, I quit.
Okay, right. what did you do for the month and a half?
Lived on my dad's couch.
All right, and then decided, well, maybe McDonald's isn't so bad after all. What was the trigger? I mean, was it really just looking at the burger and realizing that you were back? What was it that set you couldn't even complete the first shift back?
Been coming back and looking at everything, and nothing's changed, and I wasn't going anywhere, so I just quit, and a month later, I got the job I have now, 11 years now.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's probably a pretty good decision.
Working at the Wendy's across the street. That's right.
Exactly right, man. Moving on up. What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
But see, the difference with his story versus yours is that he made a decision on his own to quit.
Mm-hmm. Someone from the Reddit discussions, she said, I know my application said I can work any time, but really, I can't work nights and weekends. Well, you're being hired for nights and weekends. This is the shortest amount of time you've had a job before getting quit or firing. Pub and bar manager here. It was a new guy's first shift, and he was constantly on his phone and going for cigarette breaks without permission. 2 hours into his shift, his mate came in, and he gave them all free drinks, shots, and snacks, and a few of them were under 18.
Jeez.
Fired him on the spot, and he had the audacity to appeal despite overwhelming evidence against him, including 5 witness statements and closed-circuit TV watching him give away the free drinks, not to mention the stock count deficit of the products there. So he was fired in one shift.
Yeah, look, I was a bartender. We all did it. But there's a certain level. Like, the most bars will even build into their, like...
Absolutely.
Like, a certain percentage that you know somebody's going to give away.
It's understood.
But I also have had other friends who I've known and great friends of mine, and you visit them, but a week later, they're gone.
Right.
Because their first shift, they are giving away the bar.
Mm-hmm. Here's the dress code violator, they call him. This dude showed up in pants so tight you could see his entire D&Bs. It was a children's bounce play area fun zone.
Jesus Christ.
We told him that he needed to go home and change. He came back over an hour later with Starbucks and blindingly white skinny jeans. Same issue. D&Bs. Parents complained the first time they saw. We had to take him off the floor. What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I was assistant manager at Subway. I usually like to give people time, since taking someone's livelihood away is not a decision to be made lightly.
Sure.
But I had one lady who only lasted 3 hours. She was perfectly fine for the first couple minutes while the store manager was there, but as soon as my boss left, this lady just flatly ignored me when I asked her to do stuff like food prep or dishes. We got busy. I stationed her putting veggies on sandwiches. She said a few things to customers that annoyed me, but nothing too bad at first. Then one guy asked for extra olives, and she told him no. He was a bit offended and asked again, and she practically shouts at him, "You don't need any more olives. You have plenty."
Should use this for profile this.
So I tell her to give him the olives he's asking for. Then she starts shouting at me about Subway standard veggie portions like I wasn't the one who taught her 45 minutes ago. I tried to explain that it's a default amount, but customers can get extra. No big deal. She wasn't having it. So I stepped away from my station, gave the poor guy his olives, and apologized. That's when she lost it and started screaming that I was undermining her. I told her to go do the dishes. I'd cover the station. Wow. She went storming off, thank God, in 3 hours. Our question, what didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
Look, Subway is Subway. It's fine. They do what they do. But there was a guy that used to work at a Subway near our old work location. And he would not deny any request you made, but he disagreed.
He questioned it.
It didn't. If you said, "Hey, man, yeah, I'll take a slice of cheddar," this guy really
cheddar.
You want cheddar on
cheddar?
That, right? And you'd be like,
"On an Italian,
it would taste better if you toasted." And I don't want to toast.
No,
it.
I just don't want. But he would always finish like, "Okay." And this, so we call him the Subway Nazi, right? Because this guy, it didn't matter who you were.
You don't want green peppers on your meatball? No, I don't want green peppers.
I don't know.
They're supposed to be on the meatball.
That's how Italians do it.
Yeah, this dude was so strange. So he eventually does not work at Subway anymore, right? I don't see this guy for a year. My kids are little, and Santa is at the local mall, so we're going to take them to sit on Santa's lap. In front of Santa, there's two elf helpers, right? And they get your info. They're trying to upsell you on the pictures you take.
The package.
One of the elves, Subway Nazi.
Really?
Man.
Did he, when you offered, when you asked for the package of like 12 wallets and a 5x7,
all right.
Say, probably should get a, you know, an 8x11 in there.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, he is who he is. So even from Subway, so now he is Santa's little helper. And it's the same thing where I'm like, man, I don't really want the wallet prints, blah, blah, blah. I just want it like one big print, like an 8x12, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to sell the wallet prints. And the thing is, he's like, well, man, you know, pictures of your kids. I'm like, bro, nobody carries pictures in a wallet. That's one. I have nowhere to put it in my wallet for it. And I don't know anyone who wants a wallet. Like, can I just get...
Here, look at all the pictures in my wallet.
Yeah.
If someone had pictures in their wallet, get the hell away from them.
I bet you they're naked.
You know
pictures.
What I mean? Because that means that... What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
Or they better be over 70.
Yeah, but still pictures in your wallet?
I'm just saying, I'd cut somebody slack if you're like... in your 70s and you still have it.
I think my
if
father
it's like your wife who passed away.
I don't know, man. Look, when I was growing up, my father for sure.
I did grow
he
up.
He had a, there's like, he opened your
a
wallet.
A plastic
but
the, thing.
But there's one, right? And it was the same picture of me and my brother that's been around for 1,000 years. I mean, we were babies basically in this place. Always. I bet you he still has it in his wallet. But he's over 70.
Right.
That said, he never says, do you want to see my kids?
I bet he doesn't.
You don't think so?
I bet you $5 says, if you ask your dad to look at his wallet to see if that picture's in there, he doesn't have it. And he'll apologize. He'll say, look, man, I'm sorry. But,
no, what'll happen is, my father will be like, I'm not giving you my wallet.
Or it's his grandchildren now. I think you might have been replaced, dude.
No.
I bet you have been.
No, because in the wallet,
I can see it being the grandkids.
Old school. All over his computers, grandkids. But I'm saying a wallet.
No
his
way.
Wallet
$5.
All right.
$5. Yeah. He's moved on.
It's either the grandkids.
He's moved on.
He's moved on. Yeah, sorry.
It's either your kids or it's your brother in an NFL referee uniform.
Go like this.
Oh, that would kill me. That would crush me, man.
Oh, there's my son.
Yeah.
That's my boy right there.
That's the one I talk about
that's
publicly.
That's the one I love.
It's the son everybody wished they had.
What? Great school. Stand up
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
No, nice never dude. Problem. You know, went to, you know, Ivy League type schools.
See, there's something that didn't last very long, all right? Uh-huh. So my brother's 5 years older.
Why did you get kicked out of school one day?
He was a great, great student. He was a good guy, all this kind of thing. And if you're a parent, you know this. You don't know anything about your kids, right, mm-hmm. until they get older and start doing stuff. So my brother has paved the way to them believing that their children, not their child, but that their children do well in school and that they're nice and that they're proper and they're respectful. So they had these same assumptions about me. And all that got blown out of the water by like third grade.
So why did you get kicked out of high school one day?
This, all right, so, so I had gone to another high school.
Is this the greatest story never told story?
No, it's nothing like that. It's just, you know, looking back, I got expelled from 3 different high schools a total of 4 times. So this was the first day of school at my second high school because I had been officially expelled from the first one. So it's a place called Douglas High School in Baltimore. And before the doors open up, it was, 500-600 students outside.
Named after Ronnie Douglas.
Yeah, Ronnie Douglas.
Ronnie Douglas.
Yeah. So we're just waiting to go inside, and there's a new principal there. I cannot remember his name, but his nickname was something like Iron Hand or Iron Fist. He was just known to be a hard ass. And this was one of the worst schools in Baltimore, so I'm not dying to go there anyway. It was like walking into a prison, right? But we're outside, And I got a pair of just ratty tennis shoes on, man. And everyone else, I want to say, like, Jordans had just come out, right? So everybody's got the fresh kicks. I looked the way I always do, just not awesome at the time. And I want to say you could, like, see my toes in the sock, you know what I mean? Like, the toes are eating out the front. But I don't care. I don't want to be there. I hated school. None of this mattered. But a dude's out there talking to this chick, and he looks down at my shoes, and he's like, damn, homeboy, you think it's time to get a new pair of kicks? And I looked at him and said, don't effing worry about my shoes. His response was, and I'm very happy with my response to this, but his response was, damn, man, you kiss your mother with that mouth? I said, nah, dude, I kiss your mother with this mouth. Now, I want to explain how fast this transpired.
That was a really good comeback.
Thank you. The problem with this is...
Wait.
I'm going to recreate how this went down. Damn, homeboy, you think it's time to get a new pair of kicks? Don't worry about my effing shoes. Damn, man, you kiss your mother with this mouth? Now I kiss your mother with this mouth. That's about how long it took for this dude to punch me straight in the mouth, man. I mean, punch me straight in the mouth that I claimed to kiss his mother with. So, obviously, this turns into a bit of a fight. It gets broken up. We now get pulled into the principal's office on the first day of school. And this guy, to set the tone and set an example, ended up expelling both of us. He had zero tolerance.
Oh, he got rid of both of you?
Really?
Both of us. Or, as my partner in crime in this says, both of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they made a movie about that guy being a hard-nosed principal.
Dude, that's exactly what
it is. And it was the start of a relationship, friendship that lasted for years.
He became my mentor, right. Taught me everything I know.
How do I help these kids?
Yes, he bought me shoes.
What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
Now I make dinner for his mother.
Who I kissed on the mouth.
With this mouth.
Actually, I've been having sex with your mother.
Hello, Paige. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Paige, what didn't last very long?
A few years ago, it was my friend's birthday. His birthday is the day after Christmas. I'm getting ready to go to bed, and it's officially past midnight. He shows up to my place drunk with a bottle, and I was about to go to bed. And he goes, no, you need to drink with me. Nobody else is awake. We need to hang out. We need to drink. And I was like, I'm kind of about to go to bed. We spent about 10 to 15 minutes into trying to get me to drink with him. So I was like, okay, I'll have a shot with you. Took the first shot. He goes, no, we're hanging out all night. It's my birthday. We need to party. About 5 minutes later, I took the second shot. After the third shot, I was finally feeling buzzed enough, and I was like, okay, yeah, you know what? Like, we'll drink all night. 5 minutes after that, he goes, yeah, you know what? I've got to work in the morning. I need to go home.
So he just left?
Yeah, and at this, like, he finally got me talked into wanting to hang out all night and wanting to drink, and then he just failed.
I thought he was just going to pass out.
Yeah.
Was he actually went home?
No. I thought you were going to tell me that he talked you into having sex and it lasted like 20 seconds.
That's what I was waiting for.
That was what I was waiting for. Okay.
No, he just talked me into drinking with them and then decided, oh, yeah, no, not going to work.
All right,
I should go to bed.
Did you keep drinking?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I ended up maybe hanging out for another hour and then just going to bed.
All right.
That's not so bad. Yeah, you know. Okay. Want to get rolling, man.
What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, real quick, to go back to the wallet or picture in the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are commenting on that, all right? So it says, look, where is it? My 78-year-old dad still carries his and my mom's senior prom picture in his wallet. They just celebrated their 53rd wedding anniversary. This one, they're a little aggressive. I won't read it exactly. So it says, hey, mother effers, I have a family picture in my wallet. I'm 49 years old, bitches. Let's see. When it comes to photos and wallets, I carry a photo of my brother because we're both Filipino. However, I'm super pale and I don't have a lick of it, but he does. So when I tell people I'm Filipino, they don't believe me, so I show them
that
photo.
See, a Filipino ID is what you're saying, a picture of your brother.
So he carries a picture of his brother.
To prove that you're Filipino.
But how does that prove anything? Because if I'm saying you're not Filipino, okay, and you pull out a picture of a Filipino dude and say it's my brother, I don't believe it's your brother because I already don't believe you're Filipino.
Just drink a can of Tiki Punch.
If I take a picture of Ted.
I was going to say, I'd pull out my wallet and be like, here's some lumpia.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that validates me.
If I show a picture of Ted in my wallet and be like, no, dude, I'm white. This is my brother. You're still not going to make that assumption, man.
I'm going to try this.
Oh, yeah?
Give me a picture.
What are you going to get? A picture of who?
Thrill.
So you guys are standing beside each other, and you're going to start, dropping,
my biological
start dropping the N-bomb in a bar.
No, no, no.
And then when someone questions you,
Jesus, no,
smile,
it's
look
all
at
good.
Him.
No.
This is my brother. Yeah. This is my biological brother right here. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
I'm just, you look nothing alike.
We're cool.
But if somebody says something I find a little racist or whatever, I'll just be like, you can't say that around me.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. This is my brother. Let's see if it works somewhere. We just need to go out of town.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What didn't last very long?
My father was Japanese.
999 Ola.
My mom was Swedish. My dad was Japanese. We came out black
and
white.
How did that happen?
Give me a highball.
Some people think we were adopted. We're not buying it. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola.
Ola.
So I'm a full-time student, and this last Christmas break, I took the opportunity to try and find a job. And I took a position as a vehicle repossessor with a guy.
A repo man?
Yeah. I mean, it was quick money. That's why I thought it was a great idea.
What's the what's the adrenaline like on that gig?
Well, I'm an 8-year veteran. I've been deployed twice, and honestly, that was probably the most scared I've ever been.
Jesus.
That's fear. That's not adrenaline.
I mean, are you afraid you're going to get shot, beaten up, baseball bats in the back?
So my job consisted, like, I met up with this guy, and when I got in his truck, he introduced himself, and he hands me this little flashlight, and he says, all right, here's your job. I'm going to pull up to a house, and you're going to run up, and you're going to check the VIN number on the vehicle that I tell you. So, basically, my job was to trespass on people's property that weren't paying their bills to check the VINs on their vehicle.
And a VIN number is like 20 letters in numbers. It's not easy to write down, right. You know?
Yeah.
So, you got to know by the time the repo man shows up that you haven't made a payment in a minute.
I mean, people know, but I'm going to assume if you had to interact with anyone, they still blame you.
Like, now,
they have not paid their bill.
They're going to be pissed, but they know, so they're almost more ready for you.
So, did you have to interact? Did you ever get chased by dogs? People threatened to kill you? What?
I lasted one night. So, I spent my night, up. I live in the South Sound. So, we jumped basically from trailer court to trailer court, and then we were around the casino on the reservation here, going circles around there. And I didn't personally interact with anybody, but there was people that saw me who were definitely like letting people know that I was there, because they would see me looking in their vehicles and they would skitter off.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you getting the VIN number just to make sure that that is the correct vehicle, or is that also a way to get a spare key to be able to then go back and get the car?
It's just confirmation of the vehicle. So they have, like, this whole program in their truck that's basically like a messaging app and, like Google apps for, repossessors, right? So they can look up a vehicle, they can get all the information on this vehicle, color, location, and all that. And then I just had to go confirm it.
So what do they then do? Do they go send a tow truck driver to tow the car away?
I would have given them the thumbs up. So we repossessed one car and a motorcycle that night. Basically, I give him the thumbs up. He flips a 180. We back up to the vehicle, and as fast as we can, get it the hell out of there.
Damn.
You're in a tow truck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I was trying to figure out.
He's checking the VIN number. They're getting it.
Gotcha. All right.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a job I'd want. Because there are certain jobs where no one is happy to see you, right? So, like, if you're writing tickets and you're a cop, no one is ever happy to see you. The difference is, I don't think they deal with as much sheer unbridled anger as you do if you're doing a repo, right?
Right.
You know, because, like, if you're writing a ticket, people are going to lie. Oh, I did. No, I'm only 2 minutes, whatever. Repos, I'm going to kill you, mother effort. Like, that's not a job I want.
No. My daughter, she basically, maybe not the same exact situation as me. It was a different situation, but she was only at this job for about a month. But the training involved was 30 days before that to learn how to be a barista.
So, wait, she lasted twice as long as you did.
She did. And this was before they even opened this location at this coffee shop, right? Okay, but during the entire time, there's a lot of inappropriate things going on.
What do you mean?
Well, as far as things that are being said to my kid. Right.
By who?
By the manager, by coworkers, you know, that kind of thing. So she's like, well, I'll fight through the training and do it. So she lasted about 2.5 weeks.
All right.
Okay. And then, from that point in time, she had to quit because she couldn't take it. So she got a job basically at a drive-thru. Now, I don't know what you
right.
I don't know what you know about drive-thrus, but regardless of if they're topless or not or whatever that crap is, which was, she was not involved in any of that.
That's what she told you.
Sometimes, oh, I'm still barista in.
Some people still treat you kind of that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
If that's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in a booth, I can say whatever the hell I want with you. Kind of like if you were in the store, the manager could say whatever the hell he wants.
Sure.
So she lasted there for maybe a month before she's like, Dad, I can't take it anymore. Like, there's like, guys older than you are saying like really, really nasty things to me. And I'm like, dude, I get it. She's like, it's not worth the tip.
Did you ask her for an example?
Well, the reason, the one straw was that there was a guy in a car who was waiting for her to get off work, who was parked in the parking lot.
Ugh.
Oh, Jesus,
and
man.
She's closing this up with money and everything else, and he had been creepy and come through like 3 or 4 times before, and as many times as she called the cops, like, hey, seriously, they wouldn't show up. So she was like, that's it, I'm out, it's not worth my safety. Like, she bolts to the car, you know what I mean, locks the door real quick, like, he got out of his car to go walk toward her. She's like, I'm done, I'm out, none of this anymore.
Why don't we have kids?
I know.
Why don't we do this? Because I'm thinking,
you know me,
I can't wait for
you know
to
me,
move
all
out.
I want to do is get on my scooter and drive up the road, kick somebody's ass.
And if you get your ass kicked by someone on a scooter,
I'll be there in 55 minutes. Typically a 20-minute drive, you know, 15 minutes in the car.
Yeah, I don't know anything about coffee, but I mean, you know, you work in bars and restaurants, there's definitely definitely things that are said that wouldn't be acceptable anywhere else. But
oh,
the
absolutely.
Girl that works the front door or the, you know, what do you call them? The greeter or whatever.
Yeah,
she's going to be a 17, as hostess, going to be a 17, 18-year-old girl.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what she was.
That's why if I open a restaurant, we're going to have the ugliest people. No one's harassing. What are you with a 20-minute wait?
So like Baltimore. Right.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I mean?
You ain't saying nothing in Baltimore. Yeah,
exactly.
I'd drop that tray and punch you straight in the face. Yeah, yeah. I know you didn't just slap my ass, mother.
How many? 4? Mm-mm-mm. That's going to be a
well,
while.
What's your big-ass friend going to eat?
Where's she going to sit?
Right. That is the Baltimore way, man.
Ah, welcome. What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
Again, just an example of Baltimore. At a Burger King. You know Burger King.
Sure, I sure do. I never made it to the front counter, though.
I do not know this woman who is working the cash register. I have never seen her before in my life. Now, on the commercials, they show things like, good afternoon, welcome to Burger King. What can I get for you? All right, that's fair. My experience, and this is a quote, I had dreads, right? So I'm next in line. This woman, again, I have never seen her before in my life, looks at me and says, oh, M-Bomb, what'd you do to your hair? I just looked at her and I'm like, I'll get a Whopper and an orange soda.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question wouldn't last very long. 844-999-OLA from the Reddit discussion of people that had a very short job.
I'm in a bar. I'm a restaurant manager. One day, the new kitchen porter walked through the front entrance carrying a huge bag of cheese over his shoulder, which the head chef had told him to pick up. He walked through the restaurant and right in front of the customers, launched it through the hatch into the kitchen, flying through the air as everyone just watched open mouth. The huge bag of cheese landed hard in the deep fat fryer.
Oh.
The chef working near it got scalded in hot oil and had to go to the emergency room. He was fired on the spot.
But I bet you that cheese was delicious.
Probably was. What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Josh, what didn't last very long for you?
Got hired at a pub through a friend, and the manager, owner, whatever, fired me because I live too far away.
How did that affect your job? Did it take you, were you getting there late? I mean, what?
No, oddly enough, I was the only employee there with a vehicle, and he figured since it was in Ballard, I wouldn't be able to get to work on time. Meanwhile, I was driving other employees into work as well. So I How was long? There on time with other employees, making sure they got on time, and they didn't miss the bus, and I still got fired because of that.
What do you think it was that he really wanted to fire you for?
Right, that's not it.
I do believe that's the only reason, because during my interview, he pulled up Google Maps and says, so where do you live? And I told him Everett, and he was looking in the Seattle basic area, and I was like, no, you got to go further north. And finally, we got up to Everett, and he looks at me and says, oh, that's too far. I was like, dude, just give me a chance. Like, I got a working vehicle.
I've got to ask, what's, is this, don't, you don't have to name the place. Is the place still open?
I'm not sure, but last time I heard, the owner died, and my old, another pub that I work at, the employees there were planning on buying it and opening their own pub.
All right. Because one thing you have to understand, I think, about Seattle as far as restaurant culture and any kind of service industry culture is concerned, and that is that within the past decade or so, with Amazon moving into the city, the rent has just gone through the roof to the point where if you are in the service industry, it's very difficult to be able to afford to live in Seattle proper.
Right.
Because of how expensive it is. So there's a lot of people that I know who work in the industry, and they regularly commute from Everett. They regularly commute from Tacoma. They come in from all over the area because when it just comes, even parking downtown to even do your job, you know what I mean, can be a challenge. And, to me, that would seem to be pretty well par for the course.
Well, to me, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, I don't care where you can live in Kansas City if you want, man.
Right.
Like, if you're going to get on a plane every day and fly here and you're here on time, like, I would think you're stupid and weird, but whatever.
What do you do now?
I am I don't even know how to explain it. Basically, I'm the yard person at a machinery rental place.
Okay, so you put everything out?
Yeah.
And take everything in?
Maintenance reports on them and whatnot.
Okay. So you can basically, does this mean that you can operate any piece of machinery that's out there in the lot?
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, you need a bobcat, I can call you up and go, you know how to run this thing, you know what I mean?
Whatever it is. Definitely. I love bobcats.
Dig ditcher, you know what I mean? Front loader, you can do it all?
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty cool, man. You know what I mean? If I ever need a log splitter or something, I'll give you a call. But I got a brand new log splitter, so I'm good. What didn't last very long? 844-999-OLA.
Is that the same log splitter you were showing me in Log Splitter Illustrated?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you made a... It's a fine choice.
It's a bear mag.
Yeah, it's... hang on. Mike Hawk sent me this. It's kind of interesting. All right, so what didn't last long? One of the things we know to be true, consider the time of the year it is now, talk about people's New Year's resolutions, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So this is a list of the top five that people quit the quickest. They're saying by the second week of February, if you're doing one of these five things, you are more than likely not doing it anymore.
Okay, let's take a guess here as far as the normal things. Okay,
it's got to be, I would say, going to the gym and not drinking alcohol.
Exercise and fitness, yeah. Alcohol is going to be on
hang on. All right, so they definitely have drink less or give up alcohol. That is the second quickest to disappear. Like, that is on this list of five. That is the second fastest one. Like the
exercise?
Hell of this resolution. They don't really say exercise, but they eat more healthy. All right, so exercise doesn't show, but eat more healthy.
Does that include not going out to dinner?
because that's typically one of those things that people do at the start. Like, there's a weird lull in the restaurant industry between the beginning of January to February.
Because everyone's broke.
Everything.
Yeah, because you spend all that money over the holidays, and now you're like, you know what? I'm going to eat better. I'm going to eat at home. I'm going to, you know.
So here it is. So number five, improve your sleep pattern. I would assume that means you get more sleep. Let's say 25% of people, 6 weeks into the year, it's over. You're back to your old.
Don't you think that you would if you could?
Right.
Like, I think sleep is one of those things that's kind of really out of your control. It's just, when you go to sleep, you go to sleep. I mean, you can do a lot of things to make your sleep better, but for the most part...
Right, like...
I mean, if you know that you can sleep in, guess what? You're getting up at 5:30.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you know that you can...
I think it's just more for people trying to be reasonable about, like, I should go to bed now.
Let's see. They have number four on the list of things that you're going to give up. Eat more healthy. 30%. It's out the window. Eat to charity. 1/3 of people, 6 weeks into the year, they're like,
it's early. You got the whole year to do it.
Drink less or give up alcohol. 37%. The number one, quit smoking.
Okay.
Half of people have already tried to give up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't last very long.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.